AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Ukraine's allies say they've made major progress toward an agreement on how to defend the country if a peace deal is struck with Russia. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer.
First, that we will participate in US-led monitoring and verification of any ceasefire. Second, we will support the long-time provision of armaments for Ukraine's defence. And third, we will work towards binding commitments to support Ukraine in the case of a future armed attack by Russia.
President Trump says the U.S. is to get 30 to 50 million barrels of oil from Venezuela at market price. He says he'll control the money to be used to benefit the people of Venezuela and the U.S. New details emerging about last month's deadly shooting at Brown University.
Claudio Neves Valente, the shooter who killed two and wounded nine students, is also alleged to have killed a physics professor at MIT 2 days later. Now the Department of Justice reveals that the gunman left behind a series of short videos confessing to the murders and said he had been planning the attack for at least six semesters. The FBI recovered the evidence from an electronic device in a search of the storage locker where his body was found. In a transcript from Portuguese, Neves Valente said he had nothing to apologize for and complained about injuring his eye in the shootings. He said he'd had plenty of opportunities before but always chickened out. And he denied claims spread by Laura Loomer that he had spoken in Arabic on entering the auditorium. He did not provide a motive for targeting Brown, where he studied 25 years ago, or the MIT professor with whom he attended school in Portugal decades ago. He said his only objective was to leave more or less on his own terms and to ensure he wouldn't be the only one who ended up suffering. I'm Jennifer King.
CIA turncoat Aldrich Ames, who betrayed Western intelligence assets to the Soviet Union and Russia, has died in a Maryland prison. He was 84. This is AP News. President Trump trying to rally House Republicans.
It was billed as a meeting to align priorities before next year's midterm elections. But for nearly 90 minutes at the Kennedy Center, the president digressed, defending his actions before the Capitol riot 5 years ago.
In my speech, peacefully and patriotically.
And joked about being liberal-minded to win transgender support.
I'm trying to get that vote. It's not an easy vote to get.
He also mused about history being against the incumbent president's party doing well in the next election.
They say that when you win the presidency, you lose the midterm.
And the GOP has little margin, with Marjorie Taylor Greene's resignation and the death of Doug LaMalfa. Still, the president says his first year was so successful, Republicans should win.
All you have to do is sell it.
If they don't,
I'll get impeached.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.